Tent Makers Podcast, episode 24. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Tent Makers Podcast. My name is Mark Sintel.
And my name is David Ludwig.
And this is the podcast dedicated to encouraging and equipping bivocational pastors and ministry leaders. Our goal is to help you effectively use your two or more jobs to accomplish your one important mission. This is episode 24, which means we're about 6 months into the Tent Makers Podcast. If you've been listening with us from the beginning, thank you so much for spending the time. It's so encouraging to us as we watch our subscribership and listenership go up. But this episode, we're going to be talking about the top podcasts that we listen to. In fact, we're actually just going to listen to David today. He's an avid podcast listener. And so we're just going to let him share a few thoughts about what kind of podcasts he likes to, besides the Tent Makers Podcast, of course, you know.
Absolutely.
But what other ones he finds useful. So David, I'll just turn it over to you. What do you have on your mind?
Okay, great. Well, these are some of the ones that I've found helpful. And I'll tell you why I think podcasts are such a helpful tool, as I like to call it. Time. It all goes back to time. There are so many things that we are required to do. And then there are those other times where we need to be doing things that we should be doing, like learning and being a lifelong learner. So podcasts are a good way to help us to do that. We can listen while we're doing some other task, and we can listen wherever we're at.
This is why we make the Tent Makers Podcast 12 minutes long.
Yes.
I mean, it's so you can listen to it on your drive to work or during a lunch break or something like that.
Yeah. And we'd like to think that everybody has hours and hours to sit down and read books and books and books. And we all need to keep doing that too. But podcasts are one of those ways that we can get a quick lesson in. So one of those that I've found real helpful is Cary Newhoff. And he is just a real sharp pastor. He's got topics that are very relevant, and they're not long, but yet he brings in guest speakers, as we try to do as well, and they're hitting on topics that can help you, people who are practitioners, people who are doing and struggling with the same things that you are. So CaryNewhoff.com, I believe. The other is Pastor Talk. This is one of the newer ones that I've started to listen to, and that's from Nine Marks. And it is the same thing. It's topics that pastors are interested in, topics that maybe we struggle with, are different things that we've heard opinions about, and we wonder, what does another person think about that same topic, and how can we get those opinions? So Pastor Talk is another one from Nine Marks Ministry. TomRainer.com. Some of you have known Tom Rainer's ministry for years. He is the president of Lifeway Christian Resources, which is the Southern Baptist curriculum resource. They own the bookstores and things of that nature. But a long-term pastor of pastors, he's been in the ministry for many years and has been around a lot of pastors, and has also had the availability of Lifeway Research, which has helped him. So they've drawn a lot from the research. He draws a lot from his networking with all pastors across the United States and abroad, I'm sure. And so he takes that and he brings it into these podcasts. So that's another one of those that's real good.
Michael Hyatt. You know, he's a productivity guy. He's got a heart for the Lord. He used to be CEO of Thomas Nelson Publishers. And he just really focuses his work primarily on productivity and life management kind of things. And I just always find tips from him. He's a whole lot more organized and effective and, focused than I am. So frankly, I listen to him sometimes and then I stop because I just feel like a failure. I still pick up a lot of tips from him. And
yeah.
So I reach for him when I'm getting stuck, and just need someone to inspire me a little bit. I reach for Michael Hyatt. So michaelhyatt.com you can get to his podcasts and writings.
Yeah, good. It's a good source. We all need those tips. And the last one I thought about was newchurches.com. And this is primarily for our planters that might be listening and are that newer church pastor. There's a lot of tips as well as people calling in and leaving messages, which we encourage you to do for us as well. And so they address those questions and they answer those questions. And they're really those things that maybe you've always wanted to ask, but somebody else did. And so now you get a chance to hear other people's responses to those kinds of things. So those are some of the ways that we can use our time that doesn't take a lot of extra time.
I'll say one more that you may not have heard of. It's called 200churches.com. It's for those small church pastors, which frankly are most churches. And their podcast is a little longer. It's about 45 minutes to an hour. But some of the same topics that we hit here on Tent Makers, they hit in more depth over at 200 Churches. And they've done hundreds of episodes at this point. So lots of full-length trainings and teachings for small church pastors, which I know overlaps with our audience. And so I'd point people to 200churches.com. It's a couple pastors, a youth pastor and a senior pastor who joke around a lot and enjoy teaching and sharing together. So that's it. And that's about all the time we have for this episode of the Tent Makers Podcast, maybe our shortest episode yet, but we wanted to point you to some other resources. We really appreciate you tuning in and listening to us. If you'd like to add to our list of favorites, you can do that at brnonline.org/tentmakers/024 for episode 24. Let us know what you think. And if you have any questions for future episodes, go to brnonline.org/tentmakers/podcast questions.
Well, that's it for this episode of the Tent Makers Podcast. We'd be grateful if you would rate our podcast on iTunes. That helps us tremendously with keeping our podcast visible so people who have never heard it can discover it. If you've already done this, thank you so much, and we are truly grateful. If you'd like to comment in this episode, please go to brnonline.org/tentmakers. Go to the show notes for this episode and scroll down to the comments section. We'd love to hear from you, your comments, questions, or whatever. Until next time, remember, working two jobs is tough,
but your one mission is worth it.